And welcome back, guys. Following up on the Hagibis. I'm not making fun of this. It's a pretty serious situation. There's some really serious flooding going on, and a lot of people have lost some houses already. There's, I think, Chib area has been totally blacked out. They have no power over there. Again, it happened 3 weeks ago with the other typhoon that hit. But yeah, seriously, typhoon number 19. I'm just going to call it typhoon number 19 because it's just easier than trying to pronounce the Hagibis. I'm just going to leave that alone. So we're just going to call it typhoon number 19. It is just about to make landfall in Tokyo. In Japan. It's like we've been suffering from the rain from it all day and the wind from it. And it's been very circular in its pattern. It's been coming and going and coming and going like the tax guy. He comes, he goes. Oh, actually in Japan, more like the NHK guy. Comes to your door, ping pong, give me $4,000, so give me $40 so you can watch TV for a month. I'm like, no man, go away. And then he comes back next month. So the wind and the rain has been coming and going all day like that guy. I'm here dead center in the middle of Tokyo in a very, very well constructed, solid concrete, steel reinforced building. So, and on top of a hill. So I'm not in danger of flooding or the building collapsing. But there's a lot of people out there which are really suffering right now, so it's not a laughable matter. I'm just doing this podcast to keep you guys updated because this is a mini-stop podcast, so this is live. As soon as I finish recording this, I'm going to punch it out there and share it on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. It's going to be out there live. So watching the digital map of this on the radar, it's been tracking across the ocean, pretty much doing what normal typhoons do. They normally come up and they come really close to the edge of Japan and then they scoot off to the right hand side over more towards America. So this one has done pretty much the same thing, but this one's like beeline. This one's done the same thing. It's come up, it's come along towards the edge, and then it's decided like, nah, I'm gonna go have a look in Tokyo. I want to go check out Harajuku, Shibuya, have a bit of a look-see, see what's going on, maybe do some cosplay. But yeah, this one's a bit nasty. This is the edge of it now. It's coming in. We're still a fair way away from it, but you can definitely feel the effects. All of my neighbors have taped up their windows. So I thought, well, if they've all taped up their windows, it's probably prudent that I do the same thing. So I've taken out my good tennis floor masking tape and taped up all my windows, big X's, because I'm an X-Men fan, so X-Men, Wolverine for life. All the windows are taped up. Everything in my garden, like walking in my garden with Kyle while sitting in the pool, that's all been put away. The pool's been put away. The garden is bare. Barer than my wallet on a weekday. So the garden has all been locked down. Everything appears to be fairly well locked down. But yeah, it's no laughing matter. This is affecting a lot of people. But the one thing it is affecting the most are the shops and businesses. My God. Yesterday when I went shopping, because I know it was going to hit, and I know it was going to be crazy. And one of my friends said to me, actually one of my new co-workers said to me, yeah, I'm in the supermarket, there's a super long line, you should go to the supermarket like now. I'm like, okay, good call. Went to the supermarket, it was around lunchtime, and already half the shelves were bare, and the supermarket had maybe 100, 150 old Japanese obachan, old Japanese ladies, they're called obachan. Ooh, on that note, we'll go Japanese word of the day, obachan, obachan. Obachan means old Japanese lady. Oba, like old lady. Chan is like cute girl. But old lady, cute girl words meshed together to mean old lady. So, supermarkets, and I went to three or four of them. All of them were packed to the brim with these obachan shopping baskets full of everything you could possibly imagine. And with the main thing I noticed they had was instant noodles and toilet paper and tissues. And I don't know, you cry, you go to the toilet, you cry, you go to the toilet, you eat some instant noodles, you cry, you go to the toilet, then you cry some more, you eat some instant noodles. But yeah, the supermarkets were totally packed, the shelves were totally bare. of all the essential stuff. And I thought, okay, that's I don't know, that's panic buying. That's like buying into the fear-mongering. But it was probably a well-placed. So the four different supermarkets I visited was the same thing. You can hear that. Yeah, you're getting closer. It's getting closer. It's getting windier. You're getting more rainier. But yeah, these supermarkets are all bare. And so I go to my staple. I go to the convenience stores, because convenience stores are always convenient. They always have everything you need. And it was actually the same thing in the convenience stores. All the like little bento boxes, the little lunch boxes that you can buy in a convenience store in Japan, all of them are gone. All the cakes, all the sandwiches, all the buns, all the hot dogs, all the hot food, everything was gone. All the water, all the green tea, all the mugicha is like wheat, like a wheat tea. It's made from wheat. It's really good in summer for rehydrating and cooling your body down. All of that was gone. The only thing that was left, all of the chuhais, like the vodka mixed lemon juice, apple juice drinks, they were all gone. The only thing that was left was pretty much was beer and Coke and Coca-Cola. The taste of... no plugging of brands here on this channel. Not on my watch. The only thing that was left was pretty much small bottles of Coke and small cans of beer and small cans of Chuhai and small cans of other sodas and stuff, which is not beneficial to your health because they're full of sugar and additives and they're not going to help you if you need rehydration. But... on that note, again, not plugging any brands, not putting any brands down, but you can hashtag this. The last convenience store I visited, which was totally cleared out, the only water that was left in the shop were these little tiny 330ml bottles of Evian water. And they were like, I think $1.50 a pop for 330ml. That's pretty much a swallow. But there was heaps of them, so if you're in a pinch, you can go get some Evian, but... I'm not paying $1 for a mouthful of water. Nah. It's raining outside. I'm Australian. We drink this stuff. I'll go outside and put a funnel, catch it, if the funnel doesn't blow away in the typhoon. But yeah, it's crazy. I didn't expect it to be this bad. My favorite supermarket down the street, the one which is really close to my house, which was full of Obuchan yesterday, it was shut and it was sandbagged. So there's no water getting inside. So it's nice and safe. My favorite convenience store next to my house, as I said, it's totally bare. One of the guys that works in there, he also works at the same Family Mart. So Family Mart is a Japanese convenience chain. Family Mart, nice and close to my house, where I go all the time. They're bare. I went to the other Family Mart down the street, and their automatic doors were broken, and he was down there. Manually opening and closing all the doors to the customers. And he had a sign up saying, sorry, we're closed. But he saw me and he knew me. So he's like, I asked him in Japanese, oh, I'm really sorry, can I please come in and get some green tea? He's like, yeah, okay. Just quickly, do you have cash? I'm like, yeah. And so, okay, I ran inside, got some green tea, paid in cash. Because in those situations too, I read a really interesting article about cashless societies. And Japan is a cash society, so money talks, bullshit walks. If you don't have cash, then you got nothing. If you're relying on your plastic to buy something in situations like this, and especially in Japan, seeing it's still a cash society, you need money. You need to have cash on hand all the time. So he was kind enough to let me in. Got my green tea. I wanted to buy some water. I went to a vending machine. Put my dollar in the vending machine to buy a bottle of water. And the vending machine's like, there's no water. I'm like, okay, can I have my money back? And it's like, no, you can't have your money back. So I'm like smacking this vending machine, like, give me my dollar back, give me my 100 yen back, give me a bottle of water or something. And he's like, no, you bastard. And mind you, I'm out in the middle of this, it's pouring rain, it's really windy. I've walked around all the back streets to all the other vending machines, and checked all of them, but this time a little bit more smart, a little bit more logic. I just used 10 yen, like a 10 cent coin, to test if it worked. And all the vending machines are shut down. All of them are shut down. None of them are taking any money. None of them are giving you any drinks. so it's impossible to buy any water, but luckily we always buy water in bulk, so we have a few bottles, and I'm boiling tap water and cooling it down to have extra water. I'm filling up the bathtub so we have emergency water. I don't know where I'm going on that story, but yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy. You don't expect something like that living in a major city like Tokyo, but that just shows you how fragile modern life can be. Just because you have Instagram, smartphones, taxis, bullet trains, convenience, leisure, all it takes is Mother Nature in all her beautiful glory just to say, I'm the boss, and here's what's going to happen. Bang, and everything shuts down. Lighting some candles now because I don't want to lose power and be in the dark. But it should be good. It should be good. I'm going to stop this meeting, stop podcast right now, and I'm going to post it live. And I'm going to follow it up in another hour or two with another mini stop podcast when the typhoon is actually here. And we'll see how bad it is. Hopefully everything's nice. So stay safe, everybody, and much love from Tokyo, Japan, and Tokyo Munchies. This is Kyle, Tokyo Munchies, signing off. If you've got the munchies, we've got the munchies. TokyoMunchies.com.